Good morning. Would you join me this morning in prayer? Father, we come before you. We praise you for another day. We're thankful, Lord, for your love and your mercy, your grace and your forgiveness. And Lord, we confess this morning that we don't always do what we're called to do. And we're not always the people we need to be. But we pray, Lord, that you would forgive us, that you would accept us, that you would grow us and help us to be the people that you have called us to be. That we would grow in the grace and knowledge of who you are each and every day. We love you, Lord, and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer cards are in front of you. Fill them out. Pass them toward the middle here in a little bit, and they'll be collected. If you missed last night, we had about 70 to 75 people there, even with all the rain. It was an awesome time of fellowship within the church, and there were a lot of different congregations of God's church there from many different denominations and fellowships and traditions. Really good. Worship, it was awesome all the way around, and I thank all those who were in charge of that and help with it, and that was all of us here and many others that are not here today. So thank you for that. Anything else that I missed?
No.
Where's the next one?
Actually, Joel had mentioned to me that he was starting to plan something like this at his church. This has been on his heart, and now that he's seen that we've done it, he asked us to do it in the springtime, maybe like June-ish, something like that. Asked this group to go and be with him at his. So, this is going somewhere, and it's going all over, and I hope it keeps going.
And that note, praise team.
Thanks. Good morning, church. Would you stand with us? And get ready to celebrate some more.
For this day, we're gathered in your name, crying out to you. Your glory like a fire, awakening desire, will burn our hearts with truth. You're the reason we're here. You're the reason we're singing. This place, your glory on our face, we're looking to the sky. Descending like a cloud, you're standing with us now, Lord, unveil our eyes. You're the reason we're here. You're the reason we're singing. Open up the
river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our prayer.
We worship the God who evermore will be. He opened the prison doors. He parted the raging sea. My God, He holds the victory. Won't be quiet. Shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place.
Grace. Let the house of the Lord sing praise.
We were the prisoners. Now we're royalty. We were the prisoners. Now we're running free. We are forgiven, accepted, redeemed by His grace.
Offering. Let me hear you. He deserves that and way much more. All right, you may be seated.
Good morning, church. Let's see what we have going on this week. Right after church today, there is the Not a Fan book study. Grab a snack, come back to class, and be prepared to share. October 1st, that's a Tuesday, we have our prayer night that night, 6:30 p.m. here at the church. And the Buckbinder small group is meeting at their house, 6 to 8 p.m. New members are always welcome. If you're looking for a place to grow, I would highly encourage that. October 4th, Friday, that's the Romans Bible study, 6 p.m. here at the church. October 5th, next Saturday, that is our church cleanup with the Scouts. Please, please, please join us as we take care of what God has given us in the building and the grounds and as we fellowship together and with the Boy Scouts.
There will not be pizza that day.
No pizza, but there will be pulled pork and hot dogs, etc. Yum. What about donuts? I heard donuts. Oh, and donuts too. So.
Can I bring my dog to help? She's good at pulling tree blooms.
Yeah. Can you teach my dog that? Probably not. He's not very teachable. He acts like me. See, I beat you to it, Pastor. All right, October 12th, that is a Saturday, that is our next ladies' breakfast, 9 a.m. at Glenda's house. Please bring a dish to pass and come enjoy fellowship and prayer. October 21st, that's a Monday, that is our next Day of Hope Fresh Food Initiative, 2 p.m. here at the church. If you're able, please come help. All right, Brock, did I forget anything exciting besides my stuff? Experiencing God. We're looking to start up a new class after the new year. If you are interested, please let Pastor Kenny or Martha know. You can let me know. I can pass it along also. I have a praise. I forgot to get my Say Yes display out. But the teen class is not meeting today because Jess is not here. But in response to the Say Yes cards, I have all 5 weeks filled for the teen class. So thank you, gentlemen, for stepping up. I still have some openings, nursery and preschool, and I need a fifth Sunday person for my class. If you are interested in details or want to know what that entails or how you can help, please, please, please see me. And starting today, we are going to begin checking our children out of class. So first things first, you got to check them in the class, I guess. So if you have not, please check your children and yourselves into the attendance group or the classrooms. You can text the word check to 517-522-4062. You should, parents, receive a security code. And that is what you will use to check your children out of class today. I would ask that you begin in the nursery and preschool and then come back to my class. I know that it gets a little crazy with the youngers, so start there. I will not release them until you come get them. Please come get them. Don't make me chase you down. Hey, Brock. Just trying to move along with the check-in, keep them safe. That being said, trying also to cut down on the traffic in and out with the kiddos. So, Yes. The printer, I still haven't got it to do what I want it to do when I want it to do it. But that is for those kids that we don't know so that we can put stickers on them so that we know what the security codes. So I'm starting today because I know, we know all our kiddos. We should know who they're picking up. And if you are a teacher in class, I will text you a picture of the security codes so that you know who belongs to what code, because that's helpful. Anything else, Brock? You sure? Oh, cards. I need some helpers. Do I have any helpers today? Travis. All right. Travis is it. Here comes Sequoia. If you guys would pass your prayer cards to the center, please. The boys will pick them up. I have four. Any more? Just four. She's praying that she'll be able to go see her aunt. Okay. Yeah. We're just not sure how to do that yet.
Yeah,
the ride?
She has sinus infection.
Oh, okay. She's not feeling great.
They're
okay.
Sharing one.
Okay.
Her aunt's going to turn 90.
Okay.
That's all my favorite.
Okay. Is there anything that didn't get on the card or a praise or a word of testimony, and I'm going to ask you to come up here and say it into the mic, because the folks watching at home get a really long lull of silence while I listen to you. I know that's not fun to come up and speak into the microphone, but if there is anything.
Yeah, I got a praise.
Can you use this one?
Oh. Well, I got my vacation. Went up to Paradise last week. That's why I was gone.
Hi.
Thank you so much, and the applause is certainly well-deserved. It was everything I needed and more. I didn't even go, to any of the sites, like Tequamanon Falls, or I did go to Whitefish Point. It was just the silence and the peace and quiet, getting away from everything else, getting closer to God, looking out that cottage window and seeing the sun come up and feeling his presence. It was just what I needed.
Amen.
Amen. Wow. Yes. Thank you for that word of testimony. I love that. Anyone else? Okay. Before I pray, I just want to remind you that when God's word is spoken, God's spoken word is the most powerful thing or force on earth. It's more powerful than tsunamis and hurricanes and earthquakes. With his word, he creates, he releases life, he tears down, and he builds up. And Holy Spirit tells us that when God's word, God's spoken word, is in our mouths, it is a sword against Satan and his demons. So when we speak God's words in spiritual warfare, they are overpowering. They are a weapon. And get this, leaving his words unspoken, his words, is like leaving our sword in its scabbard.
We have to say it. So if you, even if you only have a few Bible verses memorized, pull it out when you're feeling down. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. No weapon formed against me will prosper. And if you don't know one that's handy for spiritual warfare, memorize one. Okay, let's go to the Lord. Father, we are so glad to be here in the house of the Lord this morning with our brothers and sisters. I want to praise you for making a family out of this motley crew. I'm so grateful for each one. I'm grateful for the time of music last night where we can come and put our differences aside and just praise you for who you are. And Lord, I know that you have a heart for unity, and that when you come for your church, it's going to be all different kinds, and you're going to erase the denominational lines, and we love that. So I praise you for unity and for striving for unity. I ask that you would just stir us up to that end, that it would be on our minds, and that we would be looking for ways of peace and reconciliation among friends, coworkers, family members, maybe those who haven't spoken to a daughter or a son or a father or a mother for years. Lord, that you would stir up our hearts to repentance and reach out in a spirit of unity and start making those restorations and healings. Father, help us to wield our sword. When we are fearful or tempted to fear, help us to remember to speak your word that promises freedom from fear. You have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a strong mind. Help us that when we are sick, we will declare promises of healing, that by your stripes we are healed. Help us that when we are in turmoil and unrest, we should decree verses of scripture regarding peace. And when we see Satan stealing, killing, and destroying, help us remember to declare your word regarding deliverance and salvation into these situations. Father, I pray for Louise and Mindy as they're struggling with the sinus infection. I ask that you would touch them and heal them as you want to be known as our healer. I ask that your life would just flow in them and that they would feel renewed and refreshed quickly, and that Louise would get to go and celebrate her aunt who is turning 90. I praise you for her life, for her long life, and the person you made her to be. I lift up Jan as she is going to minister to Sean and Megan. I thank you that you have put her in their lives and that there is a bond there that is beautiful and loving. God, I ask that you would anoint Jan and just help her to be a minister of love and peace and truth, that your Holy Spirit would emanate from her and be a great blessing to them that would draw their hearts closer to you and wanting to know about you. I lift up, Tammy's asking for provision and safety. Oh, she's praising you for provision and safety. They broke down Friday night with the camper. God, I do thank you that you were with them that whole time and giving them aid. Now we pray for safe travels this Friday and next weekend for them. God, we just commission angels to go before them and behind them and keep them in all their ways. You do bless our goings and our comings and our goings. Now and always, we praise you for that. Praise you for the rest and sanctuary that you gave Mike. And I know that you want that for all of us. I was talking to the worship team this morning about finding just moments, even if they're 1 minute long, moments of a pause, to breathe in deep and remember your promises and breathe out that you are good. You're faithful, you're with us, you're helping us, you're ever-present help. We praise you for who you are. In Jesus' name, amen. Can you stand? And we're going to worship some more. This is an oldie but a goodie.
Above all kings, above all nations.
of all wealth and treasures of the earth. There's no way to measure what you're worth. Crucified, lay behind the stone. You live to die, rejected and alone. Like a rose, trampled on the ground. You took the fall.
Loves you more than all of it.
Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man. Before the world began, all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and all.
His mind. He was there on the cross.
All these pieces broken and scattered in mercy gathered, mended and whole.
Greater has no man,
writer has that he should lay down his life for another. That's how great his love was. You take our failure, you take our weakness, you set your treasure in jars of clay. So take this heart, Lord, I'll be your vessel, the world to see your life in me. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Oh, for making us a vessel of honor when we were vessels of dishonor. We love you. Change us. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated.
Obviously, Steve's not here. So it's me. I'm going to ask the ushers to come up, and we're going to pray, and then we'll take up the offering. Would someone be kind enough to ask the kids in the back to come up? Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen. Let's go to the Lord. Lord, we give back a small portion of what you have given us. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing here. We pray, Lord, that as we collect these tithes and offerings, that you would use them to the glory of your name and the building of your church. We love you and we praise you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Mama, we're playing. Oh, okay. I forgot I had it on. Well, good morning. How are you all doing this morning?
Good.
Good, good. You know that you guys bless me every time I see you. And I'm thankful for each and every one of you when I see you. Even when you're running around and having a blast. Oh, yes. All wet and cold and still enjoying yourselves. It's awesome to see that. I wanted you to know that because you are a part of this church as much as the rest of us who are here today, and that we appreciate you to no end. I want to remind you that today you're going to be staying back with your teachers until you're dismissed. Remind the parents again that you will have to collect them So if you want to leave them here for a couple days, Bonnie's going to have them. Sorry, David.
It's very expensive.
So I'd like to pray over you. So would you all close your eyes? Thank you. Come on, buddy. Oh. Father, we give you thanks for each and every one of these children. What a blessing they are to us, Lord, as a church, and to me, Lord, just to see them and know, Lord, that they're here. Bless them, Lord, with all they need. I pray, Lord, that they would grow in the grace and knowledge of who you are, that they would know Scripture so good, Lord, that they would amaze their parents. Bless them, I pray. Teach them. Grow them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Have fun, buddy. Did I bring my Bible up here? No.
You want to stand and sing with us? Jesus paid it all.
God is good, and all the time, amen. We are, as I said, a blessed people. We are a loved people, and God is waiting to hear from you each and every day, don't hesitate to turn to him in prayer. And I encourage you to come out Tuesday night and pray with us. I'd also remind you of Saturday morning, be here. There will be donuts and coffee, and then later on we're going to have a smorgasbord of hot dogs and pulled pork. So, and the Cub Scouts will be here, and already some of the trees are knocked down and waiting to be drug away. So come on out and help with that. Would you join me in prayer? Lord, we are truly grateful for your love and your mercies, for your grace and your forgiveness. We thank you, Lord, that you have blessed us so abundantly, that you have paid the price, Lord, for us to be yours again, that you love us, Lord, with a love we do not truly comprehend. Help us, Lord, to come to know you better each and every day. Draw us close, in Jesus' name. And Lord, we thank you for the food we're about to consume and the fellowship that we're about to partake in. Amen and amen.